Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please like, share, review, and subscribe. Today, we're going to talk about love. Now, everybody jumps straight to romantic relationships, and that is heavily what we're going to talk about today. But of course, relationships and love have all kinds of definitions and play all kinds of roles. And even when I am referring to romantic love, the conversation, the topics, the skills, the spiritual laws apply across all types of love and all types of connections. Now, as you know, our focus here is always about our path to awakening, and our relationships are absolutely integral in this. In fact, they are the source of almost all of our education, almost every one of the classes in this thing that I refer to as College for Your Spirit. This is essentially what a soul agreement is. You know, we're off in spirit where we're perfect and it's easy and we forget how perfect that we are, or we decide we want to remember something valuable about the truth of our being. And so we choose to come here to this place, to this earth where we are all in these flesh suits, blinded to the absolute truths of who we are. And we come here to interact with others. This is the source of our curriculum. The soul agreement that we are making is that we will come here and we will be hurt and we will hurt others. Not by our intention, but by our blindness and by theirs. That in a very real way, this is all about the interactions between each other, how we react to them, and what we learn from them. Our job is to do the very best we can for us, for each of us to get to the place we are trying to go, to learn as much as we possibly can, to truly realize that every single thing that happens, no matter how seemingly disconnected it is from us and how seemingly more connected it is to some other human being, is without question a part of our own curriculum. Therefore, each of us must do the best he or she can for ourselves and our own growth and development. As long as we have no intention of hurting other people, we are doing what we came here to do. That, of course, doesn't mean that we won't hurt others. We will. That's the point. If we are doing the best we can for ourselves and it happens to hurt someone else, that is what the soul agreement is. It is the universe using us to write someone else's curriculum. And when someone else is doing the best they can for themselves, even though sometimes it may not seem that their intention was well-minded, if they hurt us, if they cause us pain, if they make us think, if they make us learn, if they stretch who we are, that is the universe using that other person as part of our curriculum. And in this way, it is all perfect and timely and highest good. That doesn't mean it's not going to hurt like hell. I mean, sometimes things suck. Sometimes they hurt. Sometimes we're sad. That is also part of why we came here. We came here to feel. And if we sit in it and we feel it and we acknowledge it for what it is, it will pass by more quickly. We'll embrace the lesson more quickly and we'll be able to move forward. And so each and every relationship that we have is part of our curriculum and should fall under the cosmic law of correspondence. The cosmic law of correspondence is essentially the three layers that a relationship must exist on. It starts with choice. Did I choose this? Am I choosing this? And to be clear, if you're choosing it, you need to be all in. Okay? The second is spiritual. The spiritual level of a relationship, anyone, but especially our love relationships, are am I learning and growing? And is the other person learning and growing? Because without this, the relationship is meaningless, useless, and therefore will fail. And the third is all about our thoughts and emotions. Because the truth is, all of our emotions grow from our thinking. I mean, we make a choice every day. Look at his blue eyes or look at his belly. Which do you choose? Be annoyed when you have to pick his shoes up off the floor. Or think about what he did this morning to get everybody out the door. We have a choice, and our thoughts grow our emotions. And therefore, we must have all three of these things. Choice, education, and thought control. Thought redirection, right? We've discussed this before. It's not about controlling our thoughts. It's about guiding them, leading them, and training them to go in the direction that is best for us, that is aligned with our highest good, right? The best affirmation. I think the thoughts that lead me to my highest good. Now, of course, one of the things that gets in the way of this is the very true fact that there are three phases of love. Now, I didn't make this up. I read it somewhere years ago. And maybe I've changed it. I don't know. But the point is, it's true. The first level of love is infatuation. There's always this level of deeper connect, or this fairy tale, this Walt Disney story of, you know, what love should be like, this infatuation. But infatuation is always temporary. And side note, let's be clear. Infatuation dies out. It dies out of any relationship. And some people need to keep this in check, because once you are in that committed relationship that you have chosen, you may still find yourself in a moment of infatuation with somebody else. You make sure that you recognize that that is a crush and these things pass. And so relationships start often with infatuation. And then they go into the second phase, which is disillusionment. A lot of couples get stuck there. They stay there. They stay there for 40 years, or they break up. They forget that part of the cosmic law of correspondence is thought control. It is, what am I choosing to think about my partner? And then it's also the choices that we make in our levels of communication and our ability to forgive. Relationships require us to bless the manure that fertilizes the seed of potential and ultimately grows into the flowers that are the gardens of our life. Cheesy or not, it is a fact. The manure is a gift because it is the only thing that gets us through disillusionment to long-lasting bond. That relationship that we know can make it through anything. Where we can see that our partner is learning and growing, and that we are learning and growing, and that we're both going to keep doing this. And so we're able to bless the manure, the shit that grew something beautiful, deeper closeness, wisdom, and personal growth, as well as growth as a couple or friends or whatever the nature of the relationship may be, even a mother and child. And so at every step of the way throughout a relationship, we have to keep reminding ourselves, this is ultimately for me because it is happening to me, near me, or causing me dis-ease. And so it is that return all the time to, what do I learn? How do I grow? Because when we go there first, then we can communicate with the other individual and we can resolve our problems. We have to stay clear all the time that we are in no cage. There is no cage. Make sure that you recognize that, that you are very, very clear on the fact that love is a choice. Relationships are a choice. Relationships by every nature, marriage, family, all of it, it's a choice. You choose it or you don't. You can nurture it or you can starve it to death. There's no cage. That freedom helps us. It helps our partners and our friends try a little bit harder, because they know, they can feel it, whether we verbalize it or not, that we're not attached to them. We choose them. And that is different. And that is better. That we are dedicated, not committed. Understand, I do believe in committed relationships. I believe in marriage. I believe in these things. But You're committed to a fucking hospital. You don't want to be committed to a person. You want to be dedicated. That is different and that is better. Dedication implies choice and awareness. Dedication is, I am dedicated to who I am becoming. I am dedicated to who you are becoming. I am dedicated to this life that we are building together. And I see that it is for the best for all of us. But it also is a very clear ripping the door off the cage, because it is a choice. Because if there is something that comes up that is better for all of us, I will shift my dedication. This should be true. Always. It gives us our power within a relationship, and it also gives us empathy. It allows us to have both compassion and assertion, because we recognize our partner's not in a fucking cage either. That this is a choice. And that together we fertilize the seeds. And if we are lucky, we are focused, the lotus flowers will grow. I know most of you have heard of lotus flowers, but do you know what they do, what they are? They have their roots, their seed in the gross decaying mud, and they grow up through gross stagnant looking water. I mean, when there are no lotus flowers, a lotus field is this body of water that is not pretty to look at. And yet up out of the muck and the yuck grow these humongous, gorgeous, fragrant flowers. And do you know what they do? They choose. They turn their face towards the sunshine and they close up in the darkness. And they coat themselves in an oil that protects them from the yucky water. They grow stronger through the disillusionment. And then they are unbreakable. I mean, not literally, it's not like the flowers last forever, but it's symbolism, right? We grow through the muck, we take the nutrients from the experiences, and we become something better. And so we start to be clear that this is for all of us, that we're writing each other's curriculum every day, all the time. And that ultimately the bottom line, or the top line, is that this is for our growth. And so even if that other person is 99% wrong, there is something in it for us, or it would not annoy us at all. There would be no defensiveness, no irritation. And so when we have a reaction, we need to pause and say, what do I learn? How do I grow? Fix that thing. And then either the need to work it out with the other person just disappears because it's no longer a problem, or we have the clarity to speak and be heard. The truth is, we can use the exact same words and the exact same tone of voice. And if we haven't done our part, if we haven't looked at ourselves first, our words will not land. Our partner, our friend will not be able to hear us. Our child will not be able to hear us. We have to look at ourselves first, even if they can't. This is huge in a relationship, because sometimes we think, if he won't, if she won't, then why should I? Because you can. That's why. If you have more to give, give it to yourself. If you have more to give, give it to you so you can see the truth with clarity, so you can be calm, so you can learn and grow. And there will come a day that that other person will be the one with more to give. And we take turns. Inevitably in a relationship, there is one person who is further along the path than the other. And if you will shift that from some kind of duty or punishment or whatever to a sacred responsibility and privilege, the resentment will disappear. And the annoyance will all but disappear. I'm not going to claim that you will never get annoyed with somebody, because you will. And if you never, ever do, it might not be the right relationship. Because if we are not being stretched to learn and grow, we might as well be the monk hiding in a cave, right? We have to be in the world. We have to have experiences. We need relationships that challenge us. Maybe it's a coworker. That's fine. But there has to be somebody in your world who stretches and challenges you. It's the cosmic law of correspondence. And if they never stretch or challenge you, maybe check in. Open up that line of communication, because they're probably holding back. And that, as you know, is toxic. We must be able to speak and be heard and not judge. We must be able to listen. This is huge. So many people think they're listening, but they're not. If you're listening to your husband talk about his job and you're thinking, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, you're not listening. Think to yourself, this is how I show you that I love you. I listen. This is how I show you that I love you. And when they're trying to say how they feel, don't speak. Don't take it personally. Just listen. Hear what's in between the words. Let them talk around in a circle. Don't get caught up on the bullshit at the edges. Because most people have to talk all the way around it before they can get to what's truly there, or until they're in a place where you can help them get to what's truly there. And sometimes this requires using so much patience and so much faith in highest good, because it's natural to want to fight. It's natural to say, no, listen to me. It's natural to think these things. But there will be days that you're the strong one, that your partner is just not capable of thinking that way. And so you must. And on the days when you are not capable, tell them. It does not matter what kind of day my husband has had. If he walks in this door and I look at him and I say, I am done today. I have nothing left. He jumps into play. Now, granted, I've earned this because I don't claim it when it's not true. So you do that for your partner and they do it for you. You do that for your friends and they do it for you. You do that for your coworkers and they do it for you. Teach them by your example. Don't just keep wishing people were different. If you're wishing someone's different than they are, you're just going to make yourself crazy. You know who they are. Let them be who they are. Continue to visualize and hope for more. But don't be blind. Hear that part of you that tells you today they don't have more, or today they do, or this is the time to push, or this is the time to shut the hell up. Listen. Don't ignore that thing. Every single one of us has heard that voice that says, why are you saying this? Why are you pushing this? Why do we try to talk to someone who we know can't talk when they're tired? Or they've been drinking or whatever. And if you don't know the other person that well, ask them. Ask them, is now a good time? And if they say no, don't take it personally. Unless the answer's always, always no, and they're just showing you they're never going to talk. That's an important thing to learn about people too. Love is accepting people whose needs are different than ours. Love is accepting people who communicate different than we do. We have to open the doors to learn these things so we can look at them. We can say, okay, I see you. I see all of you. I see who you are. And I choose you anyway. Or maybe I can't choose you. And we go along our path. We go along our way. And we appreciate the time that was spent together and the lessons that we learned from each other. Because ultimately, each and every experience, no matter how good, how bad, or indifferent, all we're supposed to keep are the lessons and the shiny gold pieces. And when I say the lessons, I don't mean the part that kicked our ass. I mean, what did we learn and how did we grow? And so, in every relationship, we learn, we grow, and we strive to see the other person clearly. Because the truth is, you may be right. You may know better. But you also might be wrong about what the fucking question is. You might not actually be hearing what they need you to hear. And so shut up and listen. Listen when they can't. Because once you do, then they'll be able to. Sometimes we have to translate. We have to pretend they're speaking a different language. Because then, when they feel heard, they will be able to hear us. And when we do that, then when the times come that we cannot, we can say, no, no, honey, today I need you to hear me. And this keeps us from pushing people away. We have a tendency to be hurt once, to disagree once, and to hold that forever, to keep the manure instead of using it to grow flowers, to keep people, friends, sometimes everyone, at arm's length. My best friend says her idea of hell is life with no elbows. I say stiff arms break. Learn, grow, and then if it's time to walk away, you walk away. Or if you end up with a field of beautiful lotus flowers, you're able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Love of all kinds is like organic chemistry. Remember, we're here to learn and grow. Look at the people around you. Look at your relationships. And make the best use of them for all of you. Be dedicated. Or transfer colleges. Till next time, beloved. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me today for this week's episode of Lessons from the Universe. If you love it, please help us attract a bigger audience, more people like you ready to continue down this path to awakening. If you love the podcast, please like, share, review, and let me know how you found me so I can find others just like you. Till next week, beloved. Namaste.